Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 100. Before we begin today's episode, I have a few things that I want to talk about. When I started this podcast, I did so as a way to practice getting comfortable creating a podcast. I talked about Stoic philosophy because I was writing each day in a Stoic journal, and in doing so, once in the morning, once in the evening, these ideas were very much at the forefront of my mind. The ideas that I work to write about and share with you are universal ideas of how to live a better life. In creating this podcast and digging deep into these ideas every day, has certainly helped improve mine in many ways. I honestly never thought this would take off. When I had 43 listeners after about 3 weeks, I was really excited. Now, at 100 episodes, this podcast has been downloaded almost 13,000 times, and it keeps growing faster every day. Now that we're at the 100 mark, I've decided to rename the podcast. Going forward, Stoic Meditations will be called Stoic Coffee Break. Part of this is due to the fact that there's another podcast with that name, and due to the fact that I really like a good cup of coffee while I'm recording this in the morning. I've also put together a website. You can find our home at www.stoic.coffee. There you can find every episode, sign up for the Stoic Coffee newsletter, and contribute to my Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. That's about it for now. Thank you so much for listening. And now, today's episode. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Coffee Break. Do not try to seem wise to others. If you want to live a wise life, live it on your own terms and in your own eyes. Epictetus. One of the things that we've talked a lot about on this podcast is not letting external things hold sway over us. And in today's quote, Epictetus is reminding us that we shouldn't be so worried about impressing others, and that we should focus on living a principled life, lived in the way that we see as honorable. When you live your life trying to seem wise to others, you're worried about what others people think, and that's something that's certainly outside of your control. When you decide on the kind of life that you want to live and the principles that you want to guide your life, then it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about your life. Now, this is not an easy path to take for sure. Because we're such social beings, we often look to others for approval. But if you're always living for the approval of others, then you could get to the end of your life having lived in a way that other people thought was great, but not the life that you wanted to live. If you do live in a way that is according to your principles, that you incorporate into your life, you don't need to explain yourself to anyone. I know that for me, I've struggled in my life to let go of living the way others think that I should live. The religion I grew up in was very clear about what they believed was right and wrong and the right way to live. And it's taken me a long time to figure out how I wanted to live my life and the principles that I think are most important. Starting this podcast, I felt very much like an imposter, because I wanted to talk about these things and to dig deeper into them and share them with others, but I felt like people would think that I was a fraud because I talked about all these great ideas and these ideals, but I often, very often, fail to live up to the principles that I espouse. It's hard because that people-pleaser side of me was so afraid of what others would think. But I reached a point where I decided that it didn't matter, that I was going to do this because I wanted to do it. And by putting these ideas out there and talking about them, I've gained a clearer understanding of the kind of person that I want to be. The growth from writing about these ideas every day has changed my life so much for the better. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for letting me share these ideas that hopefully can help you take a small step towards being a better human every single day. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.